We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Happy draft day, Manish. How you doing?
My head hurts, to be perfectly honest.
Well, I mean, how do you think we feel? We got 1-4 here, man.
Yeah, nuts. It looks like the Baker Mayfield dream is dead. No Broadway Baker.
Well, yeah, let's talk about that, because the rumors, and I can't keep up who says what, but I mean, the rumors have been what, Mayfield or Rosen at 3? What are you hearing for the Jets? And if Mayfield does go 1, who do you think is the most likely pick for them at 3?
Well, look, they're really still beholden to what happens at 2. So
sure.
If the Giants do not take Sam Darnold, or if they don't trade out for a team that wants to take Sam Darnold, then I think that the Jets will take Sam Darnold. Now, if Darnold's off the table at 2 after Mayfield goes 1 and the decision is Rosen or Josh Allen, they would go with Josh Rosen in that scenario. Okay. So it is interesting, because even though Baker Mayfield's most likely not an option anymore, they still don't know if Darnold's going to be available. And the other wrinkle to this is that of the top 4 quarterbacks, Darnold was the only quarterback that the Jets did not have a private workout with. And
right.
He didn't even come in and visit with them until the final day that the top 30 visits were allowed. And I was told that was only because the Sam Darnold camp did not want to come to New York, not because they don't like New York, but because they thought they were firmly entrenched as the number one pick, just like the Jets and a lot of other teams thought for a while.
Uh-huh.
And that's why there was no private workout. That's why they didn't even bring in Sam Darnold until the 11th hour, when the Sam Darnold camp thought, you know what, we might not actually be the number one pick to Cleveland.
Manish, does this throw a wrench in things for the Jets, because they just found out today the Browns are going to take Baker? I mean, did you think they were definitely taking Baker at 3?
Well, you know, we had talked about this before, Dustin. And look, initially I thought they weren't going to take Baker Mayfield. And then when we spoke a week or so ago, I thought if the decision came down to Rosen or Mayfield, that they would go with Mayfield, even though there are some very important people in that building that want Josh Rosen and like and prefer Josh Rosen.
Right.
Now, that being said, on Monday I spoke to somebody who would know, I think, that said, don't rule out Josh Rosen. He might be holding up a green and white jersey on Thursday night. So, you know, my head is spinning. I mean, it's not as if Mike Maccagnan has specifically told me who he wants. But when you look at these scenarios, I think the most likely scenario is that's going to come down between Josh Rosen and Sam Darnold. And if that is the decision that's going to have to be made, it would be Sam Darnold. If Darnold's not a part of the equation and the decision is between Josh Rosen and Josh Allen, then they would go with Josh Rosen.
Manish Mehta with us from the New York Daily News. Manish, you know, I know you cover the Jets, but obviously you're there. You have a feel for the Giants to some degree. I understand, with Eli as bad as he was, and I know their offensive line was terrible, but he's getting old. He wasn't very good last year. The Giants, unlike the Jets and the Browns, are not typically drafting this high, although that could certainly change. Why would they pass on a quarterback? I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't either. You know, well, it doesn't make any sense. You're right. Anybody who was objectively watching Eli Manning play over the last really two and a half years will tell you that there is a significant decline. And that's just not going to reverse because they have a new coaching staff and a new team in place. And I know that Eli came out the other day and said that 37 years old is not that old, but you know, he looked like an old quarterback, and he is not a mobile guy. He's taken his fair share of hits, and he's been extremely durable. But the reality is that you're right. They're probably not going to be in a position to take a quarterback in the top 5, at least if they had their druthers, over the next several years. So if you have a prospect like Sam Darnold staring you in the face, it's very difficult for me to pass up that opportunity for a running back. For as great as a running back that Saquon Barkley will be, what's his shelf life going to be? Because I can guarantee you that if both of those players, Darnold and Barkley, end up being quality players, I can guarantee you that Darnold's going to have a lot longer shelf life, maybe even twice as long as the running back. So I don't quite understand it. We'll find out if Dave Gettleman has really been fooling everybody if he does, in fact, take a quarterback. But, you know, the indications really for the last several weeks have been that Barkley is a guy that they want. And in today's NFL, I just don't understand taking a running back, especially when you have other offensive weapons already in place at the number two spot.
Manish Mehta from the Daily News is our guest from New York, of course. We're talking about the NFL draft. He covers the Jets very, very closely, does a great job. Manish, if the Giants take a quarterback at one or two, how does that affect what the Browns do at four? Because my understanding is if there are more quarterbacks out there, the Browns are going to have some suitors to trade up to four. I saw Mike Lombardi tweet he thinks the Browns will trade out of four. What say you?
Well, it depends on how far they want to move down, and it also, frankly, depends on how much they value Bradley Chubb. Because if they want to pair Chubb with Myles Garrett, then if I'm John Dorsey, that pick is non-negotiable. I'll walk away with my franchise quarterback and another edge pass rushing presence and feel pretty happy about it. Now, you know, if they're okay with moving down a few spots, then maybe you make the deal. But then you have to look at who are the trade partners, really. The two main trade partners at that point, if quarterbacks went 1, 2, and 3, and there's one guy left, you know, maybe it's Josh Allen, Buffalo, Miami, those are the two teams that really jump out as teams that would be willing to move up. My understanding is that Denver is not willing to move up to get a quarterback. So even if it's a 4-5 flip, I guess, you know, John Elway wouldn't have to give up too much, of course, in that type of scenario, but I think you're really staring at Buffalo. And I said this really all off season. Buffalo didn't trade away their starting left tackle to kind of inch forward to get to the 11, 12, wherever they are, to just kind of wait and see if a quarterback drops to them. I mean, Brandon Bean is being extremely aggressive because he wants a franchise caliber quarterback, and AJ McCarron and Nathan Peterman, frankly, is not going to cut it. Those guys, in my estimation, would be the worst quarterback room in the NFL. And trust me, I've been around some bad quarterback rooms over the last couple of years for the Jets, but that would be terrible. So I can't imagine that Buffalo wouldn't be aggressive in some form or fashion, whether that's trying to trade up with Cleveland at 4 or trying to trade up with the Giants at 2, you know, to get that position addressed. So, you know, again, from a Cleveland perspective, if you're John Dorsey and you really value Bradley Chubb, then I don't think it makes really any sense to trade out of that 4 spot.
That's how I feel, Manish. Like, I love Bradley Chubb. I've been on him this whole offseason. I love the idea of drafting a quarterback and then pairing him with Myles Garrett. And, you know, they got Ogba, too. You can never have enough good pass rushers. But if they do trade with Buffalo and you take yourself out of that, you know, Chubb's out of the mix and maybe your hope to get the last guy of the blue-chip prospects, you better get a ton, right? I mean, you got to get their 22nd pick, whatever it is. You got to get maybe their second-round pick, a first-rounder next year. Maybe, I don't know, maybe you get the first pick in the third round back that you traded for Tyrod Taylor. Don't you have to get a haul to drop those 7 spots?
Absolutely, spots? Without a doubt. I mean, you're taking away the possibility of getting a blue-chip pass rusher. I mean, and that's why I said if you're Cleveland and you're walking away with an edge pass rusher and a starting quarterback, those are two of the three most valued positions in the sport.
That's right.
Throwing a left tackle, and you're talking about the Holy Trinity, right? So you're taking two premium prospects at two of the three most coveted positions in pro football. Why would you walk away from that unless you get a king's ransom, frankly? So, yeah, the starting point, of course, would have to be the number 22 pick, the other first-round pick that Buffalo has. But you'd certainly, if you're Dorsey, would want at least a second rounder this year and another premium round pick the following year, whether that's a second or third round pick. But it would take a lot. I mean, that is a big jump to make because you kind of know what you're getting in Bradley Chubb. You don't necessarily know who's going to be available at 12. Now, that player, you know, in double digits could be a great player. He could end up being a perennial Pro Bowl player. But I just think, obviously, there's a lot more uncertainty there. And unless you're okay with just collecting the draft picks and taking as many swings as you can get, then I think it's a tough sell to move that far down. If you're moving down a couple slots and you could get an anchor, another guy who could be a gold jacket guy like Quentin Nelson, you know, whatever. You know, obviously Cleveland has a lot of needs. Then I think that's a different story altogether. But moving down that many spots and giving away the possibility of getting a guy who could be a pass rushing terror for the next decade, to me, is a risky proposition.
All right, Manish, it's 3:52. We got just under you know, about 4 hours or so here, four and change until the draft. Give us picks 1 through 4 as if you had to put it on a mock draft right now, starting with the Browns through the Browns at 4. What do you think?
Well, I think Cleveland's going to take Baker Mayfield. Okay. I think at the end of the day, when you look at Dave Gettleman's history, he has never traded down in the prior 5 drafts when he was in charge in Carolina. I think he'll stay put. I think he'll make the mistake of not taking a quarterback. So he'll go with Saquon Barkley at 2. That will leave the Jets with a decision between Sam Darnold, Josh Rosen, and Josh Allen. In reality, the decision is really between Sam Darnold and Josh Rosen. I think that Sam Darnold will be a Jet, which is ironic because all the Jets fans wanted to suck for Sam about 10 months ago, and they didn't really suck, but they're going to ultimately still probably end up with Sam Darnold. So I think he'll be a Jet, and I think at the end of the day, John Dorsey, again, will look at this logically and say, if I can walk away with Bradley Chubb and Baker Mayfield, I've hit a home run in the first 45 minutes of the draft. So I think he's going to stay put, and he'll take Bradley Chubb.
Do you think there's any chance the Giants take Chubb?
It's possible. He'd be a good replacement for JPP. I don't know if there's some schematic issues, and you know, my take on that is that if he's not a schematic fit, someone of that talent, you make him fit into what you're going to do. You tailor your scheme around him. So is it a possibility? Yes. I don't think that's going to happen. I think it's going to ultimately end up being Saquon Barkley or a trade out.
Manish, great stuff as always, man. Thanks for joining us.
All right, guys. Take care. Have fun tonight.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.